Good morning and welcome to Live from FM 91, conversation and performance with some of our area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell, and we're doing something a little bit different this morning thanks to modern technology. We're actually talking by Zoom, so our performers are talking with us virtually. They're a saxophone duo, Lindsay Welp and Chris Murphy, and they brought along three works by living contemporary composers. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So let's get right into music. This is a piece that was commissioned by a consortium led by you, and it's by Corey Brodak. I wonder if either of you can tell us about Corey and about his piece for you, Lost in Conversations.
Yeah, so Corey is a composer that we met while we were both students at Bowling Green State University. He's a really good friend of ours and a fantastic composer. So when the pandemic started in 2020, I reached out to him and asked, you know, with all of this free time, you know, that he was having as a composer, if he would be willing to write us a piece as a duo. And he goes, sure, you know, do you have any ideas? And I knew that, you know, Chris and I were looking for a new piece for our duo. And the idea that he had was miniatures. So what this piece is five miniatures, all movements that are under 2 minutes long. And each movement has a different theme. So there's butterflies, trepidation, there's all these different emotions that he portrays just within the span of 2 minutes. It's a really fun piece to play. You can move the movements around. You don't have to play them in order. So every time that we play it, we do something different. It's a fun piece to perform.
I see. So you said there are five movements. What are the names of those movements?
So the first movement that we have is Insistent. Then we have Nostalgia, Trepidation, Near the Knuckle, and the last movement is Butterflies.
So what does Near the Knuckle mean?
How I interpret it is kind of anxiety, you know, dread. It's a very, I mean, when I play it, you know, I definitely feel like a bit of unstable, anxiety inducing, you know. I don't know, Chris, how do you feel when you play Near the Knuckle?
Yeah, no, I was going to say something similar. I think all of this has to do with the context in which it was written as well. And that, you know, there not only were a lot of kind of social anxieties around, you know, the pandemic and what that was going to continue to look like for the foreseeable future for us, but also just being able to traverse some of these types of interactions from a distance, because this was already, at this point, Lindsay and I were already, you know, making moves to have the duo, but thinking about what that would look like if we weren't in the same area anymore. So.
Well, let's listen to it now. This is Lost in Conversations by Corey Brodak, performed by my guests on Live from FM 91 today. That would be Lindsay Welp and Christopher Murphy. What saxophones are you playing on this recording?
So I'm on alto saxophone, and Lindsay is on the tenor saxophone.
Okay, music of Corey Brodak here on FM 91.
Thank you.
We've heard Lost in Conversations by Corey Brodack in five different movements there, performed by the saxophone duo Lindsay Welp and Christopher Murphy, who are my guests on Live from FM91. Do you have a name as a group? Do you go by a certain name?
We do. So we are actually called the Nephel Duo, or Nepheli. And one of the things when it came together, the entire purpose was basically because we enjoyed playing together and we enjoyed spending time together. So Nephele or Nephel is the cloud nymph out of the Greek and Roman mythology. And so she's also she's kind of a minor goddess, but also associated with hospitality, generosity, loyalty, peace. And that was something that, I thought kind of encapsulated our duo very well. Lindsay's one of my absolute best friends, and we've been very close since she was a student, and have remained such now that she's living down in Georgia. So it just seemed to be a name that fit us well, especially given the nature of what we were trying to do.
Well, Lindsay is in Atlanta, we should say, and you're here in Toledo, Chris. I wonder if you can tell us a bit about how you met and how you decided to become a duo. I know that Lindsay mentioned BGSU. I assume you both went to Bowling Green, right?
We did. We studied with the great John Sampin, who, saxophone legend, a great friend and mentor to both of us, and I will say has been responsible for many of my long-lasting friendships through the saxophone studio there. So I got to Bowling Green in 2014 to study for a master's degree in saxophone performance, and then worked with the marching bands there. And then after that, I stayed on for the doctorate and graduated in the middle of the pandemic, 2020. And Lindsay and I met while she was working on her master's degree and I was finishing my doctorate.
Yeah, Lindsay, you want to add to that? A little background on you?
Yeah, so I, as Chris said, I studied at Bowling Green State University for my master's degree. And it was a very unique time because I arrived in 2019. And as you know, most of that degree was spent virtual. So Chris and I kind of started this duo during the pandemic. We had our own little bubble and we were, practicing for a lot of performances that we had coming up. And, our friendship really just grew through that. And I headed off to the University of Georgia afterward, but we decided to continue this duo because I think when you find someone that you connect with so well musically and it's so fun to play together, you really don't want to let that go. So we have managed to, keep that across several states. And so far, so good. It's been a blast.
Now, this next piece is by Robert LeMay, who is a big name in the world of saxophone music. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about his piece called Deuce. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that. Who wants to introduce that for us?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So Robert LeMay, like you said, is a very well-known composer for the saxophone. And this piece is really based on the metaphor of kind of mirror and subject, object and self, other object, object image. And it's a term that also refers to tennis. So there's kind of a fluid and ambiguous relationship where each line is built off the other, but they also have an opposite counterpoint, if that makes sense. And so you have kind of a blended texture that defies, I would say, any strong tie to one classical form, but blends a lot of different ideas together. So the saxophone, of course, is well known for traversing a lot of different genres, and in this case, really in one piece. So you start out with some multiphonics, and for any listeners who are not sure what that is, it's where the saxophone is actually playing multiple pitches at the same time. So you create a harmonic disturbance in the instrument by venting a finger, so lifting a finger that is normally pressed down to play that note. And so multiple notes come out at the same time. So similar to how a guitar plays a chord, the saxophone is generating this multiphonic. So we start with more of an atmospheric idea with these multiphonics. It moves into some faster passages and more virtuosic playing. And then we get into a pretty heavy rhythmic driving section after that. So he intersperses and kind of compares the two multiple times. So there are a couple of patches where we slow down, you hear more of the melodic voice of the saxophone. And then at the very end, of course, it's just a burn to the finish line there. So,
well, I used to play saxophone, you know, but I never got into the extended techniques. And we'll talk a little bit after. So let's hear this first. It's called Deuce. It's music by Robert LeMay from Lindsey Welp and Christopher Murphy here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've heard Deuce by Robert LeMay. That is our live performance this morning. It's coming to us from the duo Nefel, which is saxophone player Lindsay Welp and saxophone player Christopher Murphy. What kind of saxes did you play during that piece by Robert LeMay?
So we are both on alto saxophone for that piece.
That is something that maybe people don't know, that you switch between types of saxophones for different pieces of music, and often it's interchangeable. I'm wondering, is there much of a repertoire for duo saxophone players?
There is not really. So a lot of the repertoire that we play, we have to commission, which means that we ask composers to write something for us. We get a lot of inspiration from other duos that do the same. So we know a lot of other saxophone duos who commission pieces as well, and we sort of steal from each other's repertoire since there's not much of a pre-existing repertoire for saxophone duo.
Let's talk about the extended techniques that you use in some of these pieces. I wonder, you know, Chris, you touched on that with the multiphonics, and I'm wondering, you know, what other extended techniques you use, circular breathing, et cetera, et cetera. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I would say circular breathing has certainly become really commonplace. They began as extended techniques with multiphonic circular breathing, even the altissimo register. So playing above a high F or a high F sharp above the treble clef staff has at one point was almost deemed impossible, and then has become commonplace with the saxophone as it's developed its own identity and repertoire. So in this piece, there's certainly some circular breathing. I will say, circular breathing is almost, once you learn how to do it, it sounds harder than it really is. But once you learn how to do it, it really becomes a part of just your regular playing. You don't even really think about it sometimes, because it allows you in the moment to extend a theme or an idea or a phrase and physically unnatural way, but musically that's more satisfying. The way that a string player may not have to break a phrase because of the nature of, you know, playing a bowed instrument. If the saxophonist breaks it, you start to hear some of the physical requirements of the instrument getting in the way of the music. So circular breathing alleviates that and allows you to do things that other instruments find a little bit easier.
Let's talk about Eliza Brown, who wrote the last work we're going to hear. It's called Apart Together.
Yeah, so Eliza Brown is actually a very dear friend of mine. For my undergraduate degree, I studied at DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana. And she was my composition teacher at DePauw. And when I was preparing for a recital at Bowling Green State University, I was thinking of pieces to play. And Eliza has this duo that, you know, she wrote, I think, in 2010. And it doesn't really get played all that much. But I went and listened to the recording, and I thought, it's a fantastic work. I got in touch with her and I said, I really want to play this piece. And she's like, absolutely, I would be thrilled, you know, for you to play it. And since the first performance, Chris and I have performed it, what would you say, Chris? Maybe 5 or 6 times we've played it, quite a lot.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a great piece. So the premise of it, if you look at the score, it's not alto saxophone 1, alto saxophone 2 labeled in the score. It's alto saxophone red and alto saxophone blue. So, you know, it's a bit of an odd marking, but I asked her about it. And what it is, it's really to not establish a hierarchy in the parts. So, you know, you might look at alto saxophone 1 and say, well, that's the melody, that's the main sort of part of this piece. But red and blue are equally as important. So what the piece is, we're playing the same melodic line, but it's staggered by sometimes 1 note, sometimes 5 notes, but it's extremely fast. So when you're listening to it, there's times where the melody snaps together and we're playing the same thing for maybe 4 or so notes, and then it pulls back apart and phases out rhythmically. It's very challenging to play, but I think it creates a really unique effect.
And this piece actually was premiered by and written for 2 of John Sampson's students, the late Ryan Muncy and Sean Pattyannicorn, who were both fabulous players. Ryan Muncy, you know, was an absolute legend in the saxophone community.
Apart Together by Eliza Brown. We're going to hear it performed by the duo Nefel, Lindsay Welp and Christopher Murphy, performing on saxophones here on Live from FM 91. Apart Together by Eliza Brown. That was saxophonist Lindsay Welp and her duo partner, saxophonist Chris Murphy. I want to thank you both for talking with us by Zoom today on Live from FM91.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Live from FM91. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell. Thanks for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM91.